Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Rise Higher Daily. You know that feeling when you have this awesome idea, a project you're pumped about, or a goal you're dying to crush? But then, the dreaded procrastination monster sets in. We've all been there, right? Staring at the blank page, scrolling through social media, anything but actually tackling that thing that's been nagging us. Well, today, we're diving headfirst into conquering procrastination because let's be real, life is way too short to spend it stuck in Sunday mode. Listen, I get it. Procrastination isn't about laziness. It's often fear in disguise. Fear of failure, fear of success, even fear of actually starting something new. But the good news? We can break free from this cycle. Let's get into 5 killer tips to help you take action and finally make those dreams a reality. First up, break it down. Ever tackled a huge project like cleaning your entire house? It feels overwhelming, right? That's where procrastination thrives. But what if you broke it down into smaller, more manageable chunks? Like today, I'll just focus on the kitchen. Suddenly, it doesn't seem so daunting, and the small wins build momentum. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day. Next, eliminate distractions. Seriously, put your phone on D&D, close those unnecessary tabs, and create a dedicated workspace. You know that saying, out of sight, out of mind. It works wonders here. The less tempting things are, the easier it is to stay focused. There, set a timer. This is called the Pomodoro Technique, work in 25-minute bursts with short breaks in between. It's amazing how much you can accomplish when you have a set deadline. And hey, after that 25 minutes, you deserve a little reward. Take a quick walk, grab a healthy snack, or just stretch your leg. Fourth, start small. It sounds counterintuitive, but sometimes the best way to overcome procrastination is to simply start with something tiny, even just 5 minutes of work. Think about it. You can always stop after 5 minutes, right? But often, once you get going, that momentum carries you forward. Remember that saying, the first step is always the hardest? Well, this is your chance to prove it wrong. Finally, celebrate your wins. Don't underestimate the power of acknowledging your accomplishments. Big or small, every step forward deserves a little pat on the back. This reinforces positive behavior and keeps you motivated for those next challenges. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah. She has this amazing idea for a blog, but she's been stuck in procrastination mode for weeks. Every time she sits down to write, her mind wanders off, or she convinces herself that it's not the perfect day to start. But then she remembers our tips. She breaks down writing into smaller chunks, focusing on one post at a time. She sets up a dedicated workspace and eliminates distractions. She uses the Pomodoro technique to work in focus bursts. And most importantly, she starts small, committing to just 15 minutes of writing each day. Guess what? Sarah's blog is now thriving, all because she took action. So, remember, conquering procrastination isn't about willpower alone, it's about building systems and habits that work for you. Don't wait for the perfect moment, just start taking those first steps, celebrate your wins, and watch your goals come to life. What more tips? Share this episode with a friend who's struggling with procrastination, or leave a comment below telling me what's been holding you back. And remember, keep rising higher every single day.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.